Welcome to the Amanda Rollard Show, where we work together to support abundant living in all areas of your life, body, mind, family, finances, and community. Come join us and get your salt back.
Welcome, everybody, to the Amanda Rollard Show. I'm so happy that you decided to stop by for just a few minutes this week. You know what? I was moved today. I had a different topic, but I threw it out the window because of the eclipse. I am recording this session on April the 8th, which is the day of the eclipse. And I had an epiphany about it. And it really came about because of my vantage point. So stick around, come back in a few seconds, and I'm going to have just a candid conversation about the aha moment I had about the solar eclipse and how I really related it to faith. Hello, hello. Welcome to the Amanda Rollard Show. I'm so happy that you're here this week. I hope that you, your family, your friends had a fantastic Easter, and we're rocking and rolling. We are very thick into spring, and I don't know where you are in your world, but spring has sprung in Texas, and things are blooming, the grass is green, the trees are coming out of dormancy, green leaves, birds are, you know, chirping, and, you know, it's just really a fun time. So I hope you're enjoying that wherever you are too. But today I'm recording on Eclipse Day. And the thing that I was going to talk about, I just threw it out because I really had an epiphany about the eclipse today. I don't think we'd be having this podcast. I don't think I'd be recording this particular podcast if the sky would have been sunny. And you're like, what? Yeah, what does that mean, Amanda? Well, I'm about to say, if the sky would have been clear, I would not be coming to you with the perspective of not being able to see the eclipse, what that had on me today, what that left me thinking, and really how I related it to faith. So for months and months, people have been planning to travel to places in this country, and especially Texas, because we were actually really in the path to experience the eclipse from the best vantage point possible. And Texas was one of those states that was really supposed to have a great vantage point, you know, starting in the hill country, moving across central Texas up through kind of the Dallas, east of Dallas area, and then on up, you know, wherever it was supposed to go. And I have a lot of colleagues. I have friends throughout the state, and the places that I have been for months have been booked solid over this weekend and through Eclipse Day. And hotels were charging like this astronomical amount because of the eclipse. And people were booking it and staying and so forth. And, you know, because they were planning this well in advance, Airbnb, VRBOs, you name it. People were coming from all over the place to Texas. It even got so predictable with the amount of people coming into the state that I know that some schools actually, you know, in the direct path, you know, of where a lot of the population increase would be, actually closed schools today. And it wasn't because, oh my gosh, woohoo, we're going to get to see the eclipse. Yes, that was probably part of it. But with the influx of travelers into the area, you know, schools are always thinking about, you know, children's safety. What if there's an emergency? Can our, you know, emergency vehicles and personnel get to where, you know, they need to go? So really, in lieu of that, they said, you know, it's not worth that risk. Well, a lot of schools, you know, actually closed down. So, you know, definitely this huge think tank prior to this day, lots and lots of thought went into planning for the eclipse. And I don't know if you guys, you know, buy the glasses or if you make the old timey looking periscope thingies that I used to make like when I was little, but I actually purchased some of the new solar, you know, eclipse glasses the cool, shades or whatever. So I purposefully planned. I bought my, eclipse glasses. I knew already we were kind of in a really great path to see the eclipse. And, I thought, I'm going to prioritize my day. I'm going to make sure my lunch is during that time. I'll be able to go outside and, kind of experience the eclipse. Because the last time that we had a partial, I was not prepared and I had things going on and I was like, oh, bummer. That was just poor planning, Amanda. So this time I was all ahead of the game. I had everything that I needed and wanted and I was ready to go. However, one big thing happened. If you were in the part of Texas that I was in, you experienced it too, but not everybody experienced the same thing that I'm about to share. So depending on where you were in the state of Texas, you may have had a completely different experience because of the cloud cover. Yeah, yeah. You can plan as much as you absolutely want to. But if the clouds are as thick as, pea soup and goop, you're not going to see. You are not going to see. And some people in the state had partial clouds, like it would come in and out of experience. And then some people had completely clear skies to see the eclipse. And so it got me to thinking, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. That's what I wanted this podcast to be about today. Today, I felt like, oh my gosh, I was so ready. I was doing all the things right. I had prepared. I had all these things and my vision was eclipsed. I could not see what I was hoping to see. I couldn't see, but I knew it was happening. I knew the eclipse was happening. I could tell by the, it almost looked like it was 8 o'clock at night when it was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I knew it was happening, but I couldn't see it. I couldn't see it with my own eyes, but I knew it was happening. And then my family was kind of, texting and some of them were in different parts of the state that they were like, oh, I see it. And then I lose it behind a cloud and then I see it. And I'm like, oh my gosh, it's gotten, more. And then I lost it behind a cloud and then I see it again and I lost it again. And then some people were in clear skies that they got to see everything happening. From start to finish, from its like beginning of its, transformation into its peak moment and then afterward and then the after effects. So as much as I wanted to, see the clear path in front of me, I didn't get that vantage point. And I got to thinking, how many times in life, in our walk, in our Christian walk, do we get to see the path clearly from start to finish? And the truth is, sometimes we do. Sometimes we absolutely get to see the clear path ahead of us. Sometimes it's a straight shot. Sometimes it's like the red carpet was just rolled out and everything is super easy. Everything is super laid out. It was just like too easy. I see the whole thing. I know my place in this walk. I know the expectations. I was clearly prepared. I clearly had the right skill sets. I clearly had the right resources, clearly had the right materials. I was clearly in the right place at the right time, and so forth and so on. And I could see it. I could see it from start to finish. And you know what? I think it's important that when those times happen in our life, we need to deeply appreciate them. We need to deeply appreciate and say, thank you, God, because it's not always crystal clear. Our journey, our next step, our tomorrow is not always crystal clear. If it is, and we know the step that we need to take tomorrow because of the step that we took today and the step that we took yesterday, that's fantastic because it's clearly laid out for us. And that's how some of us got to see the eclipse today. I wasn't one of them, but some of us got to ooh and awe, and they could have walked out of their, homes. Especially, I'm speaking of people in Texas, and looked up in the skies and said, ooh, ah, oh my gosh, this is amazing. I'm seeing how it's starting. I see the path. I see it start to get covered. I see this. I see that. And my family, granted, you know, they were ecstatic, sending pictures, you know, all this stuff. And there was a part of me that, it's not like I was jealous. It's not like that. But there was a part of me like, fiddlesticks. I wish I were there. I wish I was experiencing this clarity that they were. And doesn't that happen sometimes in our faith walk? Doesn't that sometimes happen in our life, depending on how old you are? Sometimes we don't have the clarity that we want. Sometimes things are crystal clear and we just know what we're supposed to do. But sometimes we're like the people that had a partly cloudy sky when we're trying to watch the eclipse. Sometimes we have moments that the skies part and we're on this journey and we see, oh my gosh, I see the destiny. I see what I'm supposed to be doing. I see what I'm being called to do. I see where my gifts, my treasures, my talents, I see where my family's supposed to live. I see the job I'm supposed to do. I see the girl or the boy I'm supposed to marry. I see it. I see the new house or the new car. I see the book I want to write. I see the new elevation in my current, you know, job or my status. I see the degree I want. I see the new skill I wanted. I see it. But then sometimes the clouds come over us. So our skies are clear to partly cloudy. And then all of a sudden we might have a setback. Oh my gosh, I was walking down this path, Lord, because I believe I saw it clearly. And then these clouds came in front of me, which in the analogy is life. You know, I had an obstacle. I had a loss in our family. You know, somebody passed away. Maybe a friend moved away. Maybe somebody else came in and got the job that I thought I was supposed to have. Or maybe somebody in my circle of friends turned out to not be in favor of me or on my behalf, or, you know, and I thought they were in simpatico, you know, with me. I thought we were all going in the same direction. Or maybe I had a hiccup. Maybe I lost my job. Maybe, you know, there's all these rocks. And to me, that's the clouds. That was the clouds today for those people that were partly cloudy. They could see it. They knew it was happening and they could see it for a moment and then a cloud would pass over. And then they could see it again because the skies would part and they could see the right direction. And you know what? When we have that kind of clarity, you know, we can be walking a straight line and all we know to do is keep up at one foot in front of the other. You get one foot in front of the other, one foot in front of the other. We know we're heading down the right path when the clouds are parted because we can see the end of the road. And then when we get to the end of the road, we can see further, right? But what happens when we're walking that road and the clouds come across our path? We're walking, but sometimes we don't know if we're walking in the right direction, even if we had 1 degree of variance. Even if we got off course 1 degree, guess what? Over time, that's a lot. That's a lot of being off course. So when we have partly cloudy skies, what are we doing? What are we doing? A lot of times we know we're going to get some clarity. So we got to keep doing the things that we know that we need to do. Stay on course. Look for the light. Look for the sign. Keep praying. Keep moving our feet. Keep praying. Keep moving our feet. Because we know the sky's going to part again and we're going to get our relative perspective, you know, to the destination refocused. And then I thought, what about me? I wasn't in the first category of clear skies. I wasn't even in the second category of partly cloudy, where I could see it and then I couldn't see it, and then I could see it and then I couldn't see it. Amanda was in the last category. Completely cloudy skies. Nothing, as Roy Jean would say. I got nothing. I didn't have anything. I knew it was happening because I knew that that's what today was. Today was the eclipse. But I went outside and I couldn't see anything through the thick, gray, gloomy clouds. I couldn't even really tell you where the sun was located. It was that cloudy, goopy in the sky. But I had bought the glasses. I got the Bobby Dude glasses. We actually took pictures with our glasses because I was like, well, is this all we're going to get to do? We're going to at least take a picture of what we look like in our solar eclipse glasses. But I kid you not, I sat there and I'm like, I know it's happening. You know, I was prepared for it. I was thinking, what do I need to do? You know, what else could I have possibly done? And sometimes doesn't God work like that? Sometimes I think he eclipses our path. So we don't totally see what the outcome is going to be. We don't totally know what the end result is going to look like. He smudges that. He clouds that. It's not easy. And isn't it okay? Can it be okay? Maybe in our own minds, it's not okay. We want to be able to see clearly. We want to be able to see where we're supposed to be going. Otherwise, we could lose our bearings. We could lose our altitude. We could be heading left when we should have been heading right. I sometimes feel that way. I feel like my path has been eclipsed, not just by the sun and the moon, but by all these other obstacles. But what I'm here to share with you is that we can't let that stop us from praying and moving our feet forward. Yes, I had the glasses. I had the cool glasses. Yes, I had set aside my lunch break. Yes, I knew that I was going to be in one place. Yes, I knew I had a great vantage point. Yes, I had all these things. Check, 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 check. But the one thing I couldn't control is the weather. I could not determine. I would have never known, nor had anybody else who was in my neck of the woods, that people traveled thousands of miles, hundreds of miles, some thousands. Some flew here. Some got rooms in the hill country in San Antonio and through central Texas and all the way up, just waiting for this opportunity. And guess what? We were all in the same boat. We couldn't see clearly. And sometimes isn't that how life is with us? Like our vision is totally eclipsed because we're not really sure what we're supposed to be doing and which direction we're supposed to be going. So what do you do when you're in the middle of that? How do you respond? You respond by doing the things that you know, muscle memory, with our faith. We can never lose our faith. So even if the skies are cloudy, even if we're facing obstacles like we were today, for those of us who had cloudy skies, we have to continue to pray. We have to continue to be in gratitude for where we are currently, and we have to move our feet. We have to move in the direction with the skills, the resources, the materials, the things that we know that we're supposed to do. Remember the laws of the universe, you know, good times, bad times, the tide goes out, the tide comes in. You know, these are things that are, you know, things that God controls. So when we can't see because the clouds are too thick, we need to be thinking about the clear skies that are coming. And we need to pray and be grateful for those clear skies, that wonderful abundance that's coming our way, that wonderful abundance that we know we've been preparing for. Yeah, I had the glasses. So what is that? What do you mean by that? You had the glasses, you had the place, you had the lunch, you had all this. Well, it just means, are you currently prepared in your daily walk? Are you doing the little things right? To me, I consider having the glasses, having the time, having the space. These are little things. But are we doing the little things right? Are we awaking every day, singing a prayer of thanksgiving for the day? Are we centering around the good things that we could do? Are we giving, planning, purposefully creating salt, passion for our healthy minds, our healthy bodies, our healthy family time, a healthy work-life balance, and a healthy community? Are we purposefully doing those things every day when the clouds come upon us? Because a lot of times when the clouds come upon us figuratively in our lives, we go into woe is me mode. We go into self-pity party. We go into, why did so-and-so just have a clear pathway to their success, straight and narrow? Well, we don't know that that's the journey that they're on always. We don't know the substructure that they've, you know, had to lay to get to this certain point. And sometimes things are partly cloudy. Sometimes we get a glimpse. Oh my gosh, yes, I'm on the right track. Oh my gosh, yes, I got an atta girl or an atta boy. Yes, I got recognized. Yes, I got this degree. I got this extra certification. Yes, I wrote a chapter in this book that I'm, you know, we have little successes. And then we have sometimes clouds that take us away. We have things that prioritize our time away from sometimes the things that we want to be doing. Sometimes we have to prioritize things that must be done. And sometimes, quite frankly, just like where I was today, all I had was thick, gloomy, gray clouds. And you could have just sat there and sulked. I could have gotten sour about it. I'm like, why? Let me focus my time that I had set aside for this. And I did something fun for me. I actually pulled my dogs and my cats out, and we had some fun time in the yard. We played. You know, I got to step away during my lunch. I got to actually eat a lunch, because a lot of times, you know, I might just glaze over that and work, or, you know, do something else. But I was like, no, I was grateful for the day. I was grateful for the time. It was actually a pleasantly nice temperature today outside. And I thought, you know, I also walked throughout the yard and saw little new buds coming up on some new plants that the Bobby Dude had planted. And so I thought, yeah, life is good. It's sprung and things are good. So when the clouds come upon us and we're eclipsed from what it is that we want to be doing and the path that we want to be going down, don't be discouraged. Don't let that take your joy. Don't let it steal your salt. Instead, keep the faith. Keep praying. Keep putting one foot in front of the other. Be in gratitude and in thanksgiving for your wonderful life ahead. Remember our salt maps? Go take a look at the salt maps. Look at them. Internalize those pictures that we put on our salt maps in December. Go through your affirmations. Clouds are only part of our vision for a short time. Weather patterns change, right? Nobody here within an earshot of this podcast will say, I wake up to clouds every single day, 365 days a year. It's not possible. It's not. They come and they go. They come and they go. So just as the clouds form in our physical environment, and they did today, stopped me from seeing the eclipse, clouds form in our figurative worlds too, in our lives, trying to hinder us, trying to, you know, be an obstacle so we can't see clearly. But don't let it stop you. Let it empower you to pivot. Do something special for yourself. Step away and reinforce the little steps. Be in gratitude. Talk about your dreams. Talk about your goals. Find something new to be proactive with your mind, your soul. Healthy mind, healthy body, healthy family, healthy work-life balance, and healthy communities. So that's kind of what I wanted to share today. Wasn't planning on it. But it hit me today as I was experiencing this. It just made sense. It's like, you know what? Sometimes we have an eclipse that challenges our faith and challenges the steps that we're supposed to be taking forward. We can't always see the clear path ahead of us. It's okay. We're so grateful when we can. But when we can't, we don't stop moving our feet. We don't stop praying and moving our feet. So anyway, I don't know what your eclipse day looked like, but I do hope you had some great takeaways. Maybe you did get to experience it yourself today, and that would have been fantastic. But if you didn't, be grateful for the experiences that you had, and always be grateful to take a breath, a new breath every day, and ask yourself, what can I do today to push myself along my path to success? I'm lifting a glass to all of us today. Cheers to a wonderful rest of your week. And I hope you come back next week for another episode of the Amanda Rollert Show. We're always happy and grateful that you stopped by. See you next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to The Amanda Rollert Show, a podcast to get your salt back. Share this episode with a friend and tag us on Instagram. See you next time.